Blog Talk Radio.
Come on, believers, let's clap our hands and celebrate Jesus. He's worthy.
mountain. In the last day, God says, I will pour out my spirit on all people. Your sons and daughters will prophesy. Your young men will see visions. Your old men will dream dreams. Lord, pour out your spirit upon us. Hallelujah.
Oh, Zamanada Hashadabaradia. Jacob rescued with the Lord all through the night. And he said, God was here, but he did not know. Ah, this is my testimony of how I encountered God and what God has done for me.
Waking me from this sleep, I felt an outpouring of your love. You didn't tell me who you were, just took me by my hand and lead me to a safe place.
I am your Savior.
Thunder roll very loudly. Within me was anxiety and fear, while the fire blazed fiercely all around. And you took me by my hand, lead me through the fire, to your secret place.
I am your Savior.
take away my transgression. Wash me thoroughly from my iniquity, oh God. You take away the guilt, you take away the shame, you take away the pain. You are my Savior. I rely on you. Rana kamana, eda boshana mana. Yeah. You show me love. You show me peace. You give me peace of mind. You say, daughter, come. Seek for the kingdom. And my right to say, I never want to change. I'll be honest. Oh, I come boldly to obtain mercy, mercy from you, oh God, oh God, oh God, oh God. Oh, I know you, my Savior. I give you my life, I give you my all, I give you my head. I came boldly, your sinless, yeah. I open up my heart to receive from you, yeah. Oh. We thank you, Jesus, for your blood that was shed on the Calvary. Oh, hallelujah. Yeah. He gave his blood to set me free. He gave his blood to save my soul. He gave his blood to make me whole. He gave his blood to see. He gave his blood to set me free. He gave his blood to save my soul. He gave his blood to make me whole. He gave his blood 'cause he loves me. He gave his blood 'cause he loves me. Christ's blood. Thank you. He gave his blood and he gave us life. He gave his blood and he gave us life. He gave his blood and he gave us wealth. He gave his blood and now I'm free. He gave his blood and now I'm free.
Oh.
Yeah.
Habakkuk 2:3. For the vision is yet for an appointed time, but at the end it shall speak and not lie. Though it tarry, wait for it, because it will surely come to pass. It will not tarry. Hallelujah.
Long as the heart remaineth, season comes, season goes, winter, summer, day and night, the blessings of the Lord is forever. Long as the earth remaineth, season comes, season goes, winter, summer, day.
Thank you. Hallelujah. Praise the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. We bless the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. We glorify his holy name. He is worthy of praise and glory and honor. Hallelujah. We magnify the name of Yeshua HaMashiach, Jesus Christ. We say thank you, Lord. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. We bless your glorious and your holy name. Hallelujah. You are worthy of praise. You are worthy of glory. You are worthy, Almighty God of honor. We bless your name. We lift up the name of Jesus. The name is highly exalted above every other name. Jesus, we love you, 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 we love you. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. We bless your name. We praise you. In Jesus' name, amen. Holy Spirit. Spirit, we welcome you in our midst this morning. Good morning. Good morning, Holy Morning, my sisters and brothers in Christ Jesus. I greet you in the name of the Father, in the name of the Son, and in the name of the sweet, blessed Holy Spirit. Grace and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ be multiplied unto us in the mighty and the matchless name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Welcome to I Am Morning Glory Prayer Service. I am Apostle Marco Buraboyu from I Am That I Am Bread Tabernacle Ministries. We welcome each and every one of you in the name of the Father, in the name of the Son, in the name of the sweet, blessed Holy Spirit. Grace and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ be multiplied unto us in the name of Jesus. We bless the name of Jesus. We praise his glorious and his holy name. He is worthy of praise. He's worthy of glory. He's worthy of honor. Hallelujah. There is no one like him. Father, we bless you, we praise you, and we thank you. We thank you, Lord, that you kept watch over us as we slept through the night. We thank you, Lord, that you woke us up this morning. We thank you, Lord, for your faithfulness in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord, for your goodness and your loving kindness. We thank you, Lord, for salvation. The breath that we breathe, it is yours. And so, Lord, we thank you and we bless you. Hallelujah. We give you all glory and honor. Spirit of the living God, fall fresh on us. Spirit of the living God, fall fresh on us. Holy Spirit, take preeminence in this service. Have your way, Holy Spirit, in this service. In the name of Jesus, let thy kingdom come. Let thy will be done in us as it is in heaven. Holy Spirit, hover over each and every one of us this morning. Hover over this service morning. In the name of Jesus, hover over this day. Hallelujah, this morning. in the name of Jesus. Holy Spirit, hover over each and every one of us. Those that are here, those that will listen at another time. And let there be a light. Let the light of Jesus Christ begin to shine in every dark area of our lives. Let the holy light of Jesus illuminate our minds, our thoughts. Hallelujah. Let the light of Jesus illuminate our walk. In the name of Jesus, there be light. Oh God, light, 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 your holy light. Let things come into order in the name of Jesus. Oh God, everything you made is excellent. Hallelujah. So we pray that everything in our lives come into divine order the way you purpose it to be. In the name of Jesus. Uriya masandiriya kuriya seteriya kum. Uriya mu kurini kiya makaya sederi. Let there be light. Hallelujah. Let the light shine in the lives of our children. Let your holy light shine in the lives of our spouses. Let your holy light shine in our homes. Your holy light shine, oh God, in the service this morning. Oh, we are in the kingdom of light, the kingdom of God. Darkness cannot dwell there. Let everything come into order in the name of Jesus. Oh God, uproot everything in our lives that do not bring glory and honor to your name. And Father, we repent for those things that we've done that's not pleasing to you, oh God. We ask you for mercy, oh God. Your mercies are new every morning. Have mercy, O God, each and every one of us. Forgive us of all that we've done that's not pleasing to you. Have mercy, O God. We repent, O God. Have mercy upon us for sins of omission and commission, even things that we thought of, negative things, anything that is not in alignment with the holy word of God. Have mercy, O God. In the name of Jesus, let the blood of Jesus wash and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. We soak this service in the blood of Jesus. Oh God, we soak our spirit, souls, and bodies in the blood, the blood, the blood of Jesus. Let the blood of Jesus speak for us, oh God. Father God, we soak our environment in the blood of Jesus, children and grandchildren in the blood of Jesus. Soak everyone in the ministry in the blood of Jesus. We soak those that are listening right now in the precious holy blood of Jesus. Let the blood of Jesus Christ be better things than the blood of Abel, oh God. We thank you for the precious blood of Jesus Christ. We claim all the unlimited breakthroughs and blessings that's in the blood of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. The blood, we soak our homes in the blood of Jesus. We soak our jobs and our offices in the blood of Jesus. We soak our transportation, our cars in the blood of Jesus. Oh God, let the blood speak for us. We soak every cell, every tissue, every organ, every system in our bodies in the blood of Jesus. Let the blood of Jesus speak better things than the blood of Abel, oh God. Oh, Father God, this morning we put on the full armor of God and the armor of light, the helmet of salvation, the breastplate of righteousness, the shoes of peace, the sword of the Spirit, the shield of faith, and our loins girded with truth in the name of Jesus. Father, we put on the full armor of God, the helmet of salvation, the breastplate of righteousness, the shoes of peace, the sword of the Spirit, the shield of faith, and our loins girded with truth in the name of Jesus. Oh, Father God, we thank you for the armor of God and the armor of light. We put the armor on our children, our grandchildren. We put the armor on our spouses, our nieces, our nephews, on each and every one of us this morning in the name of Jesus. And Father God, we ask you, oh God, to be a wall of fire around us and the glory within us in the name of Jesus. Be a wall of fire around us and the glory within us in the name of Jesus. Oh, Father God, be a wall of fire around each and every one of us and the glory within us, oh God. Father, this morning we ask you to send your holy angels to be with us, to guide and protect us, oh God, and to do your biddings in our lives in the name of Jesus. Let your holy angels be, guide and protect us, and do your biddings in our lives in the name of Jesus. Oh, Father God, we bless you and we thank you. We praise your name, oh God. Father, we adore you. We worship you, oh God. Hallelujah. So, Spirit of the living God, Holy Spirit, fill us up to an overflow. Fill us up, O Holy Spirit, in the name of Jesus. We bless you, Spirit of the living God. Hallelujah. We praise you, Spirit of the living God. We worship you. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. We bless your name. We praise you. We worship you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Good morning to those of you that's just joining. I am Apostle Marco Broboyu from I Am That I Am Bread Tabernacle Ministries. We bless God for each. Excuse me. We bless God for each and every one of you in Jesus' name. We're going to go into the Word this morning. Hallelujah. I want you to turn your Bibles to the book of Psalm 34. Oh, hallelujah. Father, as I bring this Word, let it not be me, but let it be Christ that lives inside of me. I hide behind the cross. All of you, Almighty God, and none of me. Let your word come forth in the power and the anointing of the Holy Spirit. In Jesus' name, amen. Hallelujah. Psalm 34, and I'm going to read this. It's coming from the NIV Bible. I will extol the Lord at all times. His praise will always be on my lips. I will glory in the Lord. Let the afflicted hear and rejoice. Glorify the Lord with me. Let us exalt his name forever. Glorify the Lord with me. Let us exalt his name forever.
Conference recording started.
Hallelujah. Psalm 34, verse 4 says, I sought the Lord, and he answered me. He delivered me from all my fears. Those who look to him are radiant. Their faces are never covered with shame. Therefore, man called, and the Lord heard him and saved him out of all his troubles. The angel of the Lord encampeth around those who fear him, and he delivers them. Taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is the one who take refuge in him. Hallelujah. We're talking about the goodness of God. We started on Monday, and we're going to continue how to taste the goodness of God. Hallelujah. We believe in the goodness of God, but do we know how to taste the goodness of God in our own lives? Hallelujah. Our God is good. Our God is good. He is better than good. He's a good God. If you know him and love him, wherever you are, hallelujah, you will say, amen. Hasn't him been good to you? Hallelujah, good to your children, good to your family. He is good yesterday, today, and forever. He's a good God. He's a good God on our best days. He's a good God on our worst days. He is a good God. When we understand life circumstances, he's a good God. When we do not understand life circumstances, he's still a good God. His goodness is forever. He never changes. Now, let's look. Now, you might know of the goodness of God, but do you really know what it's like to taste and see that the Lord is good? Hallelujah. Psalm 34, verse 8, I just read it. Just think about the difference between knowing about something and experiencing it for yourself. When you taste or see something, it isn't just something you heard about or believe. It's something that you have experienced. You can testify to its truth. Hallelujah. If you hear about it, it's different, but when you experience it, you can testify to its truth. Let's look for example. If you see a big chocolate cake, well, you believe it existed and even seen others enjoying it, people telling you about it, oh, this is so nice, this is so good. But it isn't real or tangible in your life until you have tasted it. So you're looking at it, you see it, it looks beautiful. But for you to experience it, you have to take a piece and put it in your mouth. Maybe you believe God is good, but you are not sure he'll be good to you or that he'll be good to you in every area of your life. God is good. He is good in your health, in your family, in your finances, in every single area of your life. Maybe you know he's the giver of good and perfect gifts, and you see them parading in the lives of others. But are you expecting to see them in your own life more than just occasionally? To taste and see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. The goodness of God doesn't come and go with the seasons. God is always good. And he desires to bless you, to bless us, to heal us, to deliver us every day of our lives. If you are a Christian and you are not enjoying life, you are not doing it right. Jesus said, I came that they may have and enjoy life and have it in abundance. John 10:10. God wants us to enjoy this life. God wants us to enjoy this life. He came that we may have life and have it more abundantly. Hallelujah. I could go on and on about the goodness of God if this were testimony time. Oh my God, the goodness of God. God is good. But my brothers and sisters, if you're not expecting and experiencing the fullness of the blessings of God in every part of your life, even the tiniest part, it's time for a change. It is time for you to learn how to taste the goodness of God. Hallelujah. It's time, and I'm sure you have experienced the goodness of God, but you want this to be tangible. Hallelujah. Amen. Because his goodness, even when we look at the goodness of God, is, oh my God, I could go on and on. The first step I would tell you, renew your mind to the goodness of God. Be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Romans 12, verse 2. You might think you got it covered when it comes to understanding the goodness of God. But if you really want to press into his goodness, start by accepting that you might have something more to learn. Most of us have been exposed to religion, the kind that says you can't depend on the goodness of God. The kind that says God sends sickness and poverty to teach you something or for his glory. Or maybe you even believe in his goodness, but deep down, you aren't expecting to taste every morsel of it. It's surprising the number of people who can read scriptures, term of God to be anything but good. All anyone really needs to do to come to the right conclusion about God's nature is to look at the action of his son, Jesus Christ. If traditions and religions have robbed you of the goodness of God, or if you live hesitant to expect all his goodness for the fear of disappointment, it's time for you to press the reset button. If you've been your very own enemy, convincing yourself that you sometimes or somehow are unworthy of the goodness of God. Some people think they're unworthy of the goodness of God. It is not too late. You can renew your mind to the goodness of God. Start today getting rid of those traditions and wrong thoughts away from the truth. Get out your Bible and let God himself tell you through his own word that he is the God who heals you. Exodus 15:26. Dig into the scriptures and discover for yourself that he is the God of mercy. Psalm 86. For you are good and ready to forgive. For you, Lord, are good and ready to forgive and abundant in mercy to all those who call upon you. Psalm 86, verse 5. Loving kindness, Jeremiah 9:24. He is the God of mercy, loving kindness. Let's look at Jeremiah 9:24. But let him who glorifies glory in this, that he understands and knows me. I am the Lord exercising loving kindness, judgment, and righteousness in the earth. But in these I delight, says the Lord. And compassion. He's the God of compassion. Psalm 45, verse 8 says, the Lord is gracious and full of compassion, slow to anger, and great in mercy. Hallelujah. Begin renewing your mind today. Look over scriptures about the goodness of God. Stop doubting God. Maybe perhaps he's promised you A, B, C, like he always promised us. But you got to believe that he is good. You got to renew your mind. But yes. Reading the verses on the goodness of God. Let me give you a few of these verses for you to look at in your spare time. Hallelujah. About the goodness of God. Hallelujah. And in fact, there's so many of them. I probably will have to text you or email you these scriptures. Put your doubts to rest and open your heart to receive the truth about Abba Father. Renew your mind to the goodness of God. It is the only thing can set you free. Renew your mind. Without faith, it's impossible to please God. You have to believe and receive. When you believe, you receive, and you will see the tangible goodness of God in your life. Number two, believe you will see the goodness of God. And we have lost heart unless I have believed, and I will see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. Psalm 27, verse 13. If you want to taste the goodness of God, you need to believe you will see the goodness of God in your life. It is not enough to believe it exists. You can believe $1 million exists without believing you see it in your life. You need to get to a place where you're expecting it. You cannot see the goodness of God unless you believe he is a good God who gave every good and every perfect gift to his children. He does not change like shifting shadows. He is good now, yesterday, today, and forevermore. James 1:17. Let's look at James 1:17. Every good and perfect gift comes from the Father, who does not change like shifting shadows. He is good. So everything he releases is good to you. You are his daughter. You are his son. Hallelujah. The goodness of God to those who love him. Hallelujah. God is not holding back any good things from anyone. Corinthians 2:9-10 say, I have not seen nor ear heard, nor have entered into the heart of man the things which God has prepared for those who love him. He has things in store for you that you cannot even imagine. My God, just to think about that scripture, it should make you jump up and down. Just to think about it, if you believe, hallelujah. The Hebrew word shalom, which the Lord used to sing frequently to bless his people, means to have wholeness in your life, spirit, soul, and body. It means you have nothing missing, nothing broken. God knows that is the way things ought to be. And that is the way he wants them to be. Not just for a few people, but for everyone. God's goodness, the Lord is good to all. Psalm 145, verse 9. Hallelujah. The Lord is hallelujah, not just one person. And the Bible tells us in Luke 12:32, no good thing. So, and in Psalm 84, verse 11, no good thing will he withhold from them that walk uprightly. It is the Father's good pleasure to give us good things. God is for us. His word, do not doubt God. If you want to experience his goodness, if you want his goodness to manifest in your life, hallelujah, tangible that you can taste it, believe it. Renew your mind, believe it. Don't lose heart. God is good and he's faithful. And if you believe, you will taste and see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. Hallelujah. You want to taste and see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. Receive, number three, receive the goodness of God. No good thing will he withhold from those who walk uprightly. Psalm 84, verse 11. He will withhold no good thing. The verse plainly says that God isn't in the business of withholding things from those who live according to his word. If you live, if we live according to his word, those promises are for us. Hallelujah. He does not withhold his goodness. Hallelujah. Nothing, once you renew your mind and you believe that you will see the goodness of the Lord, all that is left is for you to receive, to taste and see. You need to taste and see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. God wants you to taste and see the goodness. In fact, he wants to release this goodness area of our lives, not just one area, not because you want him to heal you. That's his goodness. No, but he wants to make you whole. Many people, they have problems receiving from God because they do not have the understanding of the goodness of God. When you have the understanding and you get that revelation, you will begin to receive it in your spirit. It is the foundation of our faith in him. Maybe you've been a believer for many years. You have enjoyed the blessings of eternal salvation. You know you are headed for heaven. You have already tasted the goodness of the Lord in some areas of your life. Praise God for that. But wouldn't you like to go further in your walk with him? Wouldn't you like to be bolder and more daring in your faith? think of the times when you sense the Lord calling you to do something new, to make a change in your life. Like Peter, you heard the voice of the Master calling you across the water of life to new levels in him. You heard him say, come. You wanted to step out of your little comfort zone and walk on the water, but you didn't. You see, to experience the full goodness, you got to be ready to walk in faith. You cannot be afraid. Don't let fear stop you. Saw the wind and the wave in the circumstances that were happening. So what happened? He began to sing. He became scared. But he reached out and he said, and he called on out to Jesus, and Jesus reached out his hand and pulled him back up. Sometimes we get so pride and so full of pride, and we don't want to call on Jesus. We want to do it our way, do it. Sometimes we are so comfortable where we are. We don't want to stretch out. This is a season that you have to be willing to step out of that boat. And do not look at the storm. Look at Jesus, regardless of your problems. I don't care what you're facing. Keep your eyes and focus on Jesus. Do not let fear stop you. Let's taste the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. Your heart on that goodness until your confidence grows and you know you can trust him with every part of your life. You can trust God. Don't shut him off in your mind with traditions of men, unbelief, fear, and sin. If things aren't working, we need to consider our ways, not God. If we are disobedient, we need to make adjustments. If not, we need to walk by faith and not by sight until circumstances change. Until you settle the fact that God is good and you can trust him with your life, your faith is never going to be great, because you will always draw back in fear. You will be afraid to take that step. You get too comfortable. And we do not need to be comfortable. We need to take a step of faith. Maybe you have not done ABC and God has told you to do it. Why haven't you taken that step? You will always be thinking, what if he doesn't come through for me? What if he is not listening to me? What if he asks me to do something that will harm me in some way? No, God is good. He will not ask you to do something that will harm you. Hallelujah. Once your heart grabs the goodness of God, you wouldn't be plagued by those questions, because you are confident and you know it's a fact that he will never hurt you. He will never leave you. He will never let you down. Do you believe that? God will never, never leave you. Time for you to receive the goodness of God. God is already ready to pour out his goodness. He is no respecter of persons. But some people have more capacity to receive his goodness. And you know why? Because they are prepared for it. They believe his word. He's no respecter of person. His goodness is for all his kingdom citizens. But are you prepared to receive it? Those who receive all the goodness, they believe his word. They act on his word more. These people expect more, and they are receivers. Some people come and you go to church, you don't receive because you're not focused. Anyone can be a receiver of his goodness. And we all can increase our capacity to receive. All it takes is going from one faith, from faith to faith, hearing the word, believing the word, acting on the word with each step, our capacity increases. Renewing your mind, believing and receiving are all you need to taste the goodness of God in every single part of your life. It's time to just stop watching others enjoy every morsel of his goodness. It's time for you to start experiencing for yourself his goodness, the goodness of the Lord. Piece of God's goodness on your plate. Pick up the fork, dig in the taste, and see that the Lord is good. Hallelujah, Father. We thank you for your word, renewing our mind, believing and receiving. And so, Father, we receive this morning the goodness of Almighty God in every area of our lives. In the name of Jesus, receive the goodness of God, physical, spiritual, emotional, in our lives. The goodness of God in your finances. The goodness of God will heal you. The goodness of God. Oh God, let our children experience the goodness of God. Lord, I pray this morning that you pour your goodness upon my husband, oh God. You pour your goodness upon Tina, oh God. Let her taste and see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. Pour your goodness upon El. Let him taste and see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. Pour your goodness upon Ricky. Let him taste and see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. Oh God, pour your goodness into Crystal's life. Let her taste and see the goodness of God in the name of Jesus. Let me taste and see the goodness in every area of my life. Let everyone in this ministry taste and see the goodness of the Lord in every area of their lives. Even when we read the word, we get the goodness of God when we have understanding, when we have revelation, and we can apply the word. Oh God, let us taste and see the goodness of God in the land of the living, in every area of our lives, in our emotions. Let us taste and see the goodness of God. Hallelujah. When we are weak, the goodness of God, because he's strengthening us. When we are sick, let us taste and see the goodness of God. He's our healer. He healed all our diseases and sicknesses. Let us taste and see the goodness of God when we do not have money. Let us taste because, hallelujah, he took poverty and gave us wealth. Let us taste and see the goodness of God when we are fearful. His goodness is faith and trust in him completely and totally. Let us taste and see the goodness of God in our jobs. Lord, oh God, let us taste and see the goodness of God. The goodness of God will raise us up. The goodness of God will take us from glory to glory, from favor to favor. Let the goodness of God shield us with your goodness, oh God. Let us walk in the goodness of God. The goodness of God, release your goodness, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Father, I pray for your goodness to rest upon, says Mariana. Your goodness will rest upon Mariama. In the name of Jesus, let your goodness rest upon her mother. Let your goodness rest upon her children and her grandchildren. In the name of Jesus, let your goodness rest upon her in every area of her life. Your goodness, oh God, your goodness. Let your goodness, oh God, rest upon tested her. Your goodness rests upon her. Rest upon her children. Rest upon her grandchildren. Your goodness rests upon her, even in her job, wherever. Yet let the goodness of God be poured into her fullness and overflow, for increase the goodness of God when she is fearful, give her faith. The goodness of God when she lacks, provide for her exceedingly abundantly above all that she can think or ask of. The goodness of God when she lacks understanding of what's going on, release your goodness by releasing your spirit of understanding. Release your goodness by giving her courage to move on. Release your goodness, oh God. Release your goodness, oh God. Pour your goodness upon Mother Somerville, oh God. Your goodness, pour it and overflow, oh God. Let her feel the tangible goodness. Taste it in the land of the living. Your goodness, oh God. Hallelujah. Upon Mother Somerville, your goodness upon Fatmata. Fatmata, oh God, your goodness, your goodness, your goodness, oh God. Upon Allison and her family, her husband and her children, let them taste and see the goodness. Taste your goodness, 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 oh God. Oh God, your goodness, oh God, Lord. I pray, oh God, your goodness, today we want to taste that goodness. Hallelujah. Goodness of God. In Jesus' name, goodness of God, let it be activated and manifested in our lives. In Jesus' name, amen. Our Father which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. And forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is thy kingdom, thy power, and thy glory forever and ever. In Jesus' name, amen. May the grace of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the sweet fellowship of his Holy Spirit rest, remain, and abide with us now and forevermore. Amen. Surely, goodness and mercy shall follow us all the days of our lives. And we will dwell in the house of the Lord forever and ever. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Hallelujah. I want to pray for those who want. We want to go a little bit further. This, just one more prayer. Father, in the name of Jesus, we praise you and we thank you and glorify you. We confess today that you are a good God and you desire. And your desire for us is always good, no matter what. We thank you that you desire only good things for us and never bad. And you never want us to go with all the things you've promised. That you desire our body to be free from sickness and disease every minute of every day for the rest of our lives. We thank you that you desire for us to be financially abundant and walking in plenty. We thank you that you desire for us to have a joyful, loving, and strong, and happy family, spouse, children, healthy, extended family relationships. We thank you that your goodness is what you long to give us. To give us the desires of your heart. Lord, we ask you today to give us a deep, intimate revelation of your goodness towards us. We ask that you reveal to us any areas where we are unknowingly questioning your goodness and help us to eradicate them from our lives forever in the name of Jesus. We ask you to cause scriptures from your word pertaining to your goodness to jump out at us and penetrate our spirit, soul, and body. Let it be rooted in us. We ask you to throw off those things that hinder wrong beliefs, wrong thoughts, wrong mindsets. We shake those loose from us right now in the name of Jesus. We choose to believe your word and only your word. We pray all these things in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen and amen. God bless you. Taste and see the goodness of God, the goodness of God in the land of the living. Hallelujah. Let us taste and see.
I love you, Lord, for your mercy never fails me. All my days I've been held in your hand. From the moment that I wake up till I lay my head, oh, I will sing of the goodness of God. The goodness of God. I love your voice. You have led me through the fire. In darkest night, you are close like no other. I've known you as a father. I've known you as